So then, Judy, a bit about your experience there, and how close were you to Martin Luther King when he delivered this speech and some of that stuff?
First of all, let me just say, I did not go because I was looking at what was going on historically. I had never been out of Oklahoma. That's the only reason I wanted to go.
She had no idea.
To be really honest about it. And my sister reminded me that we rode until we got to, I think, Pennsylvania somewhere. I can't remember. But they kept tight reins on us. And once we got there, the only thing that I really remember when we were marching with the being upon the building, when I look back now, you know, the policeman security. But it didn't scare me. I had never been around so many whites. And to see the sea of people, I was just fascinated. And so I peripherally heard Martin Luther King. We were at the reflecting thing. I walked kind of close to the steps. We had tight reins. We had to be back to get gone out of there. So I remember hearing him. I was fairly close, but I couldn't figure out why he kept repeating himself. I have a dream. I didn't know what he was dreaming about till I got to OU. Then I understood.
Yeah. Was it life-changing?
Well, not then. Not in Washington. OU was the life-changing.